son of Mysore Parakala, Mishnah, Hey, Zeo, Gornan, La Mysore. What is the garden regarding Mysore? Meaning to say that even though we have said in the previous Mishnah that when fruit and vegetables ripen to the point that it's edible, it would be chayav in trumas and Mysore, but you would be allowed to eat an achila sarai, a temporary type of achila from the fruit or vegetable, even though it has ripened, up until the gemar malacha, until the completion of the work of the fruit or vegetable has been done, you're allowed to eat an achila sarai without taking off trumas and maizras. But once the garin has reached, once you have done the gemar malacha, the completion of the work of the fruit or vegetables, you would no longer be allowed to eat from the vegetables or fruit any type of achila, even an achila sarai, without taking off trumas and maizras. So the Mishnah will discuss different types of fruit and what would be considered the gemar malacha regarding that fruit, that at that point you would no longer be allowed to eat at all from the fruit without taking off trumas and maizras. Hakishuim b'hadiluin meishiyat kasur. V'meinu mufakis misha yamid arima. Regarding the guineas and pumpkins, when the fine hairs on the fruit are removed, that's the gemar malacha, the completion of the work. And at that point, you would no longer be allowed to eat from the fruit without taking off trumas and maizras. And if the vine here is not removed, the gemar malacha would be when you pile it up. As soon as you pile it up, you no longer would be allowed to eat from the fruit at all without taking off trumas and maizras. Avatiach meishi yishalek, v'meina mishalek ad sheyasem muksa. Regarding a melon, the gemar malacha would be when you remove the hairs from the melon. The shiluk is a removal of the hair. Regarding a melon, we call it chiluk, and regarding kishulam and diluam, we call it pikus, but it's the same thing. It means the removal of the fine hairs from the fruit. And if you don't remove the fine hairs from the fruit, the gemar malacha would be when you stack it up. As soon as you stack it up, you no longer can eat from the fruit without taking off trumas and maizras. Yerek hanega meshe yegat. Regarding vegetables that you tie up into bundles, as soon as you tie it up into bundles, that would be the gemar malacha. Imena ogate, achiyamawe as a kli. If you're not tying up the vegetables into bundles, instead you're putting it into utensils. As soon as you fill up the utensil, that is the gemar malacha. Imena memale as a kli, achiyoko kol tzorcho. But if you don't fill up the kli all the way, you're only filling up the kli partially, so then the gemar malacha would be that you collected as much of the vegetable that you plan on collecting. As soon as you collected all the vegetable that you plan on collecting, that would be the gemar malacha, even though the kli has not been filled up. Kalkala achichata. Somebody who's filling up a large basket with vegetables, as soon as you cover up the vegetables in the basket, they would cover it up with leaves. At the point that you cover it up, that is the gemar malacha. V'meino mechaper achi yamale et akli. If you're not covering up the vegetables in the basket, then the gemar malacha would be that you filled up the basket with the vegetables. As soon as the basket is filled up, that's the gemar malacha. V'meino memale et akli achi yoko kol tzorcho. But if you don't plan on filling up the basket the entire way, then the gemar malacha would be that you collected as many vegetables as you plan on collecting into that basket. At that point, that would be the gemar malacha, and you would not be allowed to eat from the vegetables, even in achila sarai, without taking off trumas and maizras. When is it then that as soon as you do the gemar malacha, you can't eat achila sarai from the peiros? That's only if you don't plan on using the peiros for yourself. You plan on taking it out to the market in order to sell it. In such a case, as soon as the gemar malacha is done, you can no longer eat from the fruit without taking off trumas and maizras. As the din is that mecha kovea lemaiser, meaning as soon as you sell fruit or vegetables, right away, you cannot eat from the fruit or vegetable without taking off trumas and maizras. So since mecha kovea lemaiser, so as soon as you do the gemar malacha and you're ready to take it out to the shuk, you no longer can eat even an achila sarai from the fruit or vegetable. Avo b'maylech lebeso, oichom mehem arai, adjehu magia lebeso. But if you don't plan on selling it, instead you plan on using it for yourself, you plan on bringing it into your house, in such a case, even after the gemar malacha, you would be allowed to eat an achila sarai, a temporary type of achila, from the fruit or vegetables without taking off trumas and maizras, if you have not yet brought it into your house, as the din is, and until you bring it into your house, you would be allowed to eat an achila sarai from the peiros or the vegetables without taking off trumas and maizras. Second Maisus Paragalov Mishnah above Hapered Vasi Mukin Vacharuvit Misha Yamid Harema. And we said in the previous Mishnah that you're allowed to eat from your peres or vegetables and achila sarai, a temporary type of achila, without taking off tumas and maisers, if the gmar malacha was not yet done, if the work on the fruits or vegetables has not yet been completed. Now in this Mishnah we'll discuss different types of fruits and vegetables, and the Mishnah will say what would be the gmar malacha regarding these fruits and vegetables. Now regarding pered, which are dried out pomegranate seeds, and simukim, which are raisins, and cheruvim, which is carrots, the gemar malacha, the completion of the work of these fruits, would be when it's piled up. They would take these fruits to the top of the roof and pile it up in order to let them dry out. As soon as you pile it up, that's the gemar malacha, that's the completion of the work. And you would no longer be allowed to eat from these fruits, even an achilas arai, without taking off trumas and maizus. Habitzalim meshiyat bakam. The gemar malacha for onions is when you remove the outer peel from the onion. B'meinu mitbakel mishiyamid arein. If you don't plan on removing the outer peel from the onions, then the gemar malacha would be when it is piled up. As soon as you pile the onions up, that's the completion of the work of the onions. And no longer can eat even an achila sarai, temporary achila, without taking off trumas and maestras from the onions. Hatzvua mishiyamara. The gemar malacha for grain is when you smooth out the pile. After they would pile up the grain, they would smooth out the pile. That's the completion of the work of the grain. B'meinu memareh achiyamid arema. If you don't plan on smoothing out the pile, then the gmar malacha would be when it is piled up. As soon as it's piled up, you've completed your work for the grain, and you no longer can eat from the grain, even an achilas arai, without taking off trumas and maizim. Hakenia misha yichpo. The gmar malacha for legumes is when it is sifted to get the dirt out from the legumes. And if you don't plan on sifting the legumes, then the gemar malacha would be when it is piled up. When you pile up the legumes, you no longer can eat an achilas arai without taking off trumas and maizim. Afal pisha mireach noito menakutoim uminat studim umimasha b'toicha tevin v'oichol. Even after you've piled up the kidneys, you can still eat an achilas arai from the broken kidneys that have not yet been threshed, and from the kidneys that's on the side of the pile, and from the kidneys that are still inside the hut. As regarding those kidneys, the malacha has not yet been completed, and therefore you can eat from those kidneys and achilas arai without taking off trumas and maizrus.